Well, yeah, it's that time again. It is Monday morning here on Blog Talk Radio and NDP Media on the sports channel. Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, coming to you live here on a Monday morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome into the show. Welcome into some of the craziness that happens in sports over the weekend. We cover it all. We take a look at it and get another look at it and talk about it a little bit more as far as what we've seen over the weekend and what we didn't. Let's start off with the NFL as the Cleveland Browns beat Atlanta 24-19. Cleveland beat Green Bay 35-10. The Tennessee Titans beat the Buccaneers 30-7. Detroit gets the win over Baltimore 27-12. Miami takes the loss in Carolina. Carolina 23, Miami 17. Minnesota 36, Buffalo 14. Jacksonville edges out New Orleans 27-23. Arizona also kind of squeaks by Oakland 31-27 as the Giants beat this holy hell out of the New York Jets 26-3, while another squeaker, the Chicago Bears, gets past the Washington Redskins 33-31. Houston beats San Francisco 20-9, while St. Louis beats Kansas City 31-17. Denver gets down by the Seattle Seahawks 30-10. Dallas takes an 8-point loss to San Diego 28-20. And last night, Sunday Night Football, Pittsburgh squeaks out over Indianapolis. A kind of interesting setup, an interesting thing going on here as far as what you can take a look at going forward in the NFL, but a lot of close games in these preseason games. Now, remember, your starters really at the max really did only a half. So, like the Dallas Cowboy fans, you know, take a look at your football team. They didn't give up any points. Breaking news also, Jake Locker will be the Tennessee Titans starting quarterback going into the season. That's my main focus today, because I was talking about this maybe even a couple of weeks ago, is how Tennessee has got one hell of a schedule that they're about ready to move into. And it was going to be a question on who would you start at the quarterback position for the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee's going to start the season off with New England, San Diego, Detroit, Houston. They could be 0-4. Really, if you think about it, they could be 0-4. And then they get a reprieve against Minnesota October 7th against Minnesota. So, wow, 1-5 could be the question. And I don't know if that's something that is going to be huge for this football team. How long is, you know, Jake Locker is going to be named the starting quarterback, but if they go 0-3, will he be the quarterback starting in week number 4? I think he's got to get one of these first 3 games in order to remain the starter. Tennessee is one of these teams that can come back and sneak, yeah, and Jake Locker has got the ability to lead the football team, more so than Matt Hasselbeck. Matt Hasselbeck is a C compared to Jake Locker being a B. So you got to be careful there. And that's the big news, you know, the Tennessee Titans, you know, are going to take that step into this new era for this football team, and he's the one that has to lead this team. He's unlike a Mark Sanchez who started from day one. The guy's been fighting, battling for that number one. And speaking of Mark Sanchez, you know, the Jets have got to figure something out. They haven't scored a touchdown, and that's even with the scrubs in there. And I mean scrubs with the most terms of endearment. The scrubs can't even score on the other scrubs. talk about who should be shaking in their boots. Should there be problems for teams that may not be? And the Jets are one of them. And it's being completely downplayed too, isn't it? If you think about it and what we hear and what we don't hear, but if you think about what we hear on a daily basis coming from the BS that you get from the head, that's why I hate press conferences. Press conferences, you're going to get just the BS. And that BS does absolutely nobody any good. Nobody. So the NFL and how it's set up, it's going to be interesting to see what teams that should have success or not. And another one is those New Orleans Saints. Drew Brees is going to be Drew Brees, but how's the rest of this team going to fit together? How's the defense going to go? Obviously, they held the Jacksonville Jaguars to 27 points. That's not Saint-like in reality. Drew Brees being the leader of this team without question, you know, he goes 10 for 13, 133, one touchdown. The guy was flawless, okay? In reality, one of those passes should have been caught. He should have been 11 for 13. But the Jacksonville Jaguars, at least seconds, held them off and beat that football team. So where are you as far as the defense is concerned as far as the New Orleans Saints, because I'll be frank, they gave up a lot of points. Ron Robinson's going to be good for the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're going to love Laurent Robinson. He is going to be a guy that's going to be getting into the end zone quite a bit. And the Dallas Cowboys, you know, could not pay the money they wanted. I mean, they wanted the guy. They just couldn't pay the money that he was going to be expecting to get. So the Jacksonville Jaguars got Blackman. They also got Laurent Robinson. I think they got two. This is the first year that I can talk, at least here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. We've been doing this since 2009, that we can talk about Jacksonville really being a viable option. By the way, Breeze takes a, you know, hit on his left shoulder after being tackled. And frankly, I was wondering why they didn't take him out of that football game at that point. Didn't seem to bother him, but man, when you got a big defensive guy, you know, just barreling down on you and putting all your weight on his shoulders, good way to tear out a shoulder. Even on the left-hand side, I don't know if Drew Brees would still be in a football game or not, but it'd be really interesting. Jacksonville Jaguars played some halfway decent defense in that game as well. So yeah, maybe a little love for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Don't know if they can continue it, you know, without the offensive coordinator now of the Atlanta Falcons. Maybe they can be. Maybe they're not the most, you know, predictable team in the NFL anymore, and Atlanta's going to get a heavy dose of that, and they found that out. They found that out. They lost that game to Cincinnati 24-19, and that's because, yes, the starters did well, and I'm not going to say that they didn't. I'm not going to be a guy who says, hey, you know, I can't recognize the fact that they're pretty good. I'm not going to do that because that would be foolish. They got some of the best talents on that football team. But when you start going and being very, very predictable in the NFL, it doesn't work. So it's going to be really huge for them. What we're going to do here, we're going to take a quick break here. It looks like I got a call and that I do got to take. But we're going to take a quick break here and find out what's going on. And when we come back, I want people to take a look at a couple of things. Actually, we're not going to. I'll get that call in a little bit. But Dallas Cowboy fans should have been in a panic. And they weren't, and that's good. So that's going to be huge as far as where you are, as far as your Dallas Cowboy fan. I mean, the first half of that football game, they played very well. They gave up the game, but it's preseason. Who cares? the first half of that football game is where you had to take a look at your football team if you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, and you've seen a lot from your football team. And I'll say that. The wide receiver stepping it up, whether or not a Plaxico Burress could be a viable option at that point, we'll find out. But Kevin Ogletree, he's, you know, making a run for that number three wide receiver after the loss of Laurent Robinson to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Baltimore got beat, and in that game against Detroit, 27-12, you know, frankly, I'll be honest with you, everybody likes Joe Flacco. Everybody likes him to win the division, and I am also one of them. If you listen to that being said yesterday, I was, and not the fact that I was on a bandwagon, but I am concerned at the quarterback position for the Baltimore Ravens, your starting quarterback position. I am. Now, is it justified? Probably not. But Joe Flacco, 7-12, 79 yards, no touchdowns. If you look at the stats, they're not impressive. But what I look at is what I've seen on the football field from Joe Flacco. Now, one good thing that I've seen him is he's hitting some new guys on this football team, which, you know, are going to take some of the pressure off of their starting wide receivers, Anquan Boldin. Anquan Boldin needs to be able to be out there and ready to go. He did catch two passes for 31 yards. But if you're the Baltimore Ravens, are you feeling really good about, you know, really four field goals in a preseason game? By the way, in that game, you took a look at, you know, the Detroit Lions and who they are. Stafford, 12 of 17, 184 yards, two touchdown passes, one to Green and the other one out of the backfield and the other one to Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson may break the Madden curse. Calvin Johnson, he may be the first one that will be successful after being on the front of Madden. Now, it was a good choice for him as far as it, but Calvin Johnson is a superstar. The only thing that this guy really does need to do and needs to avoid is the fact that maybe that he might get hurt. However, you know, he looks like the Calvin Johnson of old, and I'm going to tell you right now, when they've got a team that they do, they got a quarterback that's going to throw the football as much as Matthew Stafford is, depending upon his health. But what I saw last year, and I remember complaining about this last year, is how come they were not going to Johnson more in the end zone? Well, the reason probably why they weren't going to Johnson more so in the end zone, and I'm not saying he didn't have a good season. I mean, my gosh, you're talking about a guy who had 16 touchdowns last year. 1,600 yards, 1,681. But what my question was is sometimes that it, I mean, they, I guess they have to get off the obvious. Brandon Pettigrew is going to be a guy that's going to be huge. They'll be going to him and going to him a lot. Scheffler will be another guy who will get a lot of opportunities at the wide receiver position in the end zone. So we'll see that. Titus Young had 6 touchdowns. You know, between Titus Young and Calvin Johnson, they had 2,300 yards in pass receiving, along with 22 touchdowns. Those are crazy numbers. And just goes to show what happens when your quarterback is healthy and ready to go. No Andrea this morning, so we'll be talking a little bit of football. It's just what we do. We'll talk a little bit of baseball here before we get on out of here. Only half hour this morning, got to get to work. But what were your surprises this day when you were looking at the NFL, when you were looking at players, and when you were taking a look and wondering what your team was going to do over the weekend? How'd your team do? Give me a call, 347-637-2306. That is the number to get in online here on the Early Bird Fantasy Show. Now we're talking fantasy, so let's talk a little bit about fantasy football. Like I said in my show, that being said, on the Couch Potato Sports Show, Calvin Johnson's my number one pick out of all of them, and I say that not because he's on Madden, not because he's not because there's anybody else. I'm just saying he's far and above. As far as your wide receiver position, you want to grab up somebody who's going to be good, and Calvin Johnson is going to have to be one of your guys at that position. And I'm questionable at the wide receiver position because I don't want to say there's nobody out there because there are plenty of guys to take a look at, but on Calvin Johnson's level, there's nobody even, I don't know. Larry Fitzgerald could be close, but he doesn't have a quarterback. Hakeem Nicks, that all depends on whether or not he's going to get open, and that all depends if Eli Manning's going to get him the football. Wes Welker is going to be on the end of receiving passes from Tom Brady. My MVP at the beginning of the year, it wasn't a far stretch, by the way, last year. Roddy White's good, but he's no Calvin Johnson. Andre Johnson out of Texas, if the guy stays healthy, he could be a guy that could be productive at the wide receiver, but again, he is not Calvin Johnson. And I don't know if there's too many running backs out there that I would take over Calvin Johnson with that number one pick. I love Arian Foster, and he's probably one that I would have to fight whether or not I'm going to take. Ray Rice is another guy's versatile, but again, I don't know who's the guy that I would rather have at that point. Right now, I'm still up on Calvin Johnson as the number one pick. And this year is really going to be interesting where the quarterbacks are going to be taken in your fantasy leagues. If you're playing, you're going to see a lot of number ones go. You got Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Cam Newton, Tom Brady, Matthew Stafford, Eli Manning. All of the guys I mentioned went over 5,000. Drew Brees was one that went over 5,000 yards. Aaron Rodgers went over 5,000 yards. And Tom Brady went over 5,000 yards. Matthew Stafford went over 5,000 yards. Cam Newton didn't, but he's just a different type of guy. And it's going to be really a question on where you're going to grab a Cam Newton at the quarterback positions. I think you can see Aaron Rodgers being gone, Drew Brees being gone, Tom Brady possibly slipping into the second round, but he will be gone in the second round. Matthew Stafford could go in the first round. I'll tell you right now, I'd take him. But the rest of them, I'm not sure where they're going to be falling down. And another guy who is just not necessarily your fantasy stud, but a quarterback that gets it done, is probably ranked somewhere around 15, 13, 14, 15, somewhere, Ben Roethlisberger. Does he deserve to be a top 10 quarterback? And I'm saying yes for regular football. But fantasy football, he's not your guy that brings you home every weekend, but he's a great backup. Good guy to use, and if you catch him lucky on a bye with one of your quarterbacks, and he has a good game, you're wondering if you should use him the next week. So, but there's still question marks out there at the quarterback position on your fantasy leagues. If you're looking at Michael Vick, health is a big concern with him, and then you look at San Diego, you wonder, can Phillip Rivers be the guy that he was 2 years ago? And where is that coming from, too? Is that coming from the head coach? Is that coming from a situation where the head coaches are not there up on time with that? You got to ask yourself a question, because North Turner, I'll tell you right now, North Turner, whatever he has on the owner of the San Diego Chargers, that they don't want to get out that that North Turner that knows how this guy kept his job is really amazing to me. Quarterbacks, you got a lot of guys that you really can look at. We talked about Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Matthew Stafford, Eli, and Peyton Manning. These are guys that are going to go right away. Cam Newton's going to go just because he gets you passing and rushing rushing touchdowns as well. So he'll be up there. But where does Robert Griffin fall on your list? Where does Tony Romo fall on your list? There's a guy for fantasy lovers of the game. Where's your Tony Romo, the guy who's broken all the records in Dallas but still hasn't got over the hump? That's the key right there. Who cares if he can't get to, if he cannot win games in the playoffs? Who cares if you're a fantasy guy? Tony Romo should be a top 10 quarterback in fantasy leagues. He really should be. Some have him on the outside looking in on the top 10. I'd have him about, around 8, possibly 9, but not 10. Jay Cutler is a steal this year, guys. You want your quarterback sleeper? You want your quarterback sleeper? Jay Cutler. And I say this because this is a guy that they got ranked somewhere around, 16-17 in your fantasy leagues. And Jay Cutler, he will be your sleeper. If you're getting really late in there and you're getting – and Jay Cutler, you need a backup quarterback. You grab yourself up a backup of Jay Cutler because you get a guy who's going to start every single game. And he could end up being your starting quarterback, depending on who you grab up. If you can't get Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Matthew Stafford, he could be vying for your number one quarterback position. Matt Schaub is another guy. Watch out for this guy. If he can remain healthy, that's going to be key for him. Remaining healthy is going to be key on whether or not that you're going to have a good success. So those two guys, sleeper quarterbacks, you have your tops, okay? Matt Schaub has slid down. He was at the top, he was top 5 at one point, went down to top 10 last year. Now he has dropped like a brick down to around 17, 15, 16, 17, 18, somewhere, depending on where your rankings are. Fallen out of the top 10, out of the top 15. So if you are looking at backup quarterbacks, those are your guys that you can look at. And for all that matters, look at Ryan Fitzpatrick. Three sleeper guys I just gave you that are capable of starting every single week, that will start every single week, and they would be your backup. Fitzpatrick within the first half of the season, we'll see how good he is. But Jay Cutler, at any time, can turn around and be your starting quarterback. Matt Schaub, depending on how they're going, could be your starting quarterback, could be the sneaks of your fantasy leagues and your your fantasy picks this week. Or this year, I'm sorry. Guys that I'm completely down on, and they should be. Not even in my top 20 is Sanchez. Mark Sanchez, is going to have a tough, tough time in New York. Tim Tebow, not on my top 20. Don't want him there. Especially fantasy-wise. He's not a guy that is going to step up and be one of your guys that can say, hey, I'm going to do it. Sam Bradford, he could be a sneak depending on how he starts out this season. Sam Bradford, those are some fantasy quarterbacks to keep your eyes on in the sleeper area. Sam Bradford has got a gun for an arm. They're getting him some weapons in St. Louis. He can turn around and be a good backup. Now, starting him every week, if one of your guys goes down, that's tough. But to fill in on your buys for a week, he's not your worst. Let's go to the running back position where you have Aaron. The top five, I think, are pretty much solidified. It's just depending on where you think they need to be. Maurice Jones-Drew, I have at the number three position, but that could drop depending on whether or not he's going to get in camp. It's going to be a big question for this football team as far as the Jacksonville Jaguars. For fantasy-wise, I'm not talking for him. MJD is going to be MJD, but the first 3 weeks of the season, you're going to need somebody else, I think. Arian Foster looking very good. Ray Rice, versatile in back. You know, another one, LeSean McCoy. These are your double guns. They're your double guns. They get the running back and they get the yards out of the back. Chris Johnson, will he be Chris Johnson that we know? And Matt Forte is, you know, rounding out your top five somewhere in that area, 5-6. But where you put Trent Richardson, you don't put him in your top five for crying out loud. And we're still talking about the Cleveland Browns here. Ryan Matthews has an opportunity to step up. I don't expect this at all, guys. Don't. Marshawn Lynch from the Seahawks, let this guy go. Don't let him be the guys that you have to depend on. Once you see some of these guys going off the board, you might want to grab them up. Fred Jackson, coming off an injury, he's going to be your sleeper this year. Watch out for him. Other people, Darren McFadden also, off an injury. Watch these guys. If they can stay healthy, they can be some of your guys that are going to be starting every single week. Steven Jackson, all this guy does is rush for over 1,000 yards, and he's a great late-round picker for you as far as your running back position. Wide receivers, at the same time, they're pretty well figured out. Calvin Johnson, Larry Fitzgerald, Hakeem Nicks, Wes Welker, Roddy White, Andre Johnson. I think that rounds out about your top six. Watch out for Greg Jennings. He might move up depending on whether or not he can get open and whether or not Aaron Rodgers will find him. Lots of weapons up there in Green Bay, so it's hard to put him in top five. Vincent Jackson plays for the Buccaneers. He might be able to steal it, but he's not going to be the Vincent Jackson that's going to be, you know, catching the ball from a, you know, Phillip Rivers who's going to be playing well. As a matter of fact, he took a downslide in that. He could have been in the top five or somewhere around the top five if he had a quarterback throwing him football. Jordy Nelson, another guy. He's going to be looking in there. But Brandon Marshall, we talked about if Jay Cutler's going to be one of your sleepers, so is a Brandon Marshall, because now they got a passing game. They got someone to throw the football to, and so that's going to be huge. Watch out for Julio Jones this year as well. The Atlanta Falcons may not win football games. However, I think if they start doubling up Roddy White or putting their number one corner on it, I think you can see Julio Jones make a big, big step in your fantasy rankings. He can be a guy that you can depend on, and if you have a sleeper or if you have a keeper league, you'll want to grab him up and keep him next year. Rob Gronkowski, Jimmy Graham, Vernon Davis, Antonio Gates, Jeremichael Finley, your top five in your your tight end position. However, Jason Witten, I think, moves up in reality because I'm going to drop out Antonio Gates until I can see that he can play a full year. Now, Jason Witten with the spleen problem is going to be a problem. Tony Gonzalez is getting there up in age. That's why he's dropped off. Aaron Hernandez, watch out for this guy. You know, he's going to be one of these guys. He's not some guy that you can take a look at. But as far as sleepers are concerned, Brandon Pettigrew, I'm telling you folks, look out for this guy as far as your sleeper at the wide receiver position or the tight end position. He's going to be a guy that you can take a look at. So we did the half hour here this morning here on the Early Bird Fantasy League. We all talk football because that's where it's at. Talking fantasy football, I'm Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio for Andrea, a Red Sox fan. We'll be here again on Friday. Hopefully we'll have Andrea. If not, we'll do it again here on the Early Bird Fantasy Show. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.